on demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Okay, how many of these health trends are you doing that are now scaring doctors and nurses? I'm going to tell you, I'm doing like three or four of them. So just heads up on this. Yeah, they were asking doctors and nurses, like, which one of these things that people are into health-wise are actually kind of bad for you? So go through these and be like, oh no, like, this probably is bad. Probably stop doing these. Number one is vaping. They are saying that, like, vaping is, I mean, you should know, by the way, that should not shock you that vaping is bad for you. I mean, that's, when I saw that, like, vaping is number one, I was like, well, yeah, is anyone vaping a thing that's not bad
for
you?
So many of my friends vape, but they're self-aware at least.
I think, though, that, like, vaping was introduced like as like a healthier way to smoke cigarettes, that like, you're like, oh, don't worry, now it's vaping. It's my, yeah, no, vaping is not supposed to be nicely great. Healthier than doing that. Ketamine, also not. I think people think that ketamine is not that bad for you. No, ketamine actually is.
Who is thinking ketamine is not? How is that a health? Well, I guess they have those like clinics or whatever where you can like
get it. Yeah,
because I know on like Secret Lives of Mormon Wives they go do that, and I'm like, what do you mean y'all won't smoke a Am I allowed to say a J?
Yeah, I don't care.
You won't smoke a J, but you'll go do ketamine?
No, I know.
What?
Yo, how about this one? This is what's scaring doctors. We're talking about the list of health trends right now that's scaring doctors and nurses. Sleep deprivation going right into energy drinks. Charlotte, as she takes a sip, literally,
That was water, okay. Not my Celsius, but I am about to take a sip of my Celsius.
Yeah, literally, the doctor says our bodies are not meant to run on that combination forever. It's like been working for me for 29 years now. It is true. Because, like, is that, like, your normal life? Like, do you literally go from, like, sleep? Because I'm thinking about, like, last night I got about 5 hours sleep. Now, I don't drink caffeine, but this is why I'm... When you guys wonder why I'm so cranky, it's because I don't drink caffeine.
Yeah.
When I did, I was such a lovely person. I was such a happier human being when I drank caffeine.
Wow, love that for me.
Yeah, like, this
that
is...
you're caffeine
I was, man. When people used to work with me, I used to be the happiest coworker on the planet. Then I stopped drinking caffeine. I'm miserable, man. I'm just angry all the time now.
The one day I didn't have a Celsius, Kramer literally was like, I will pay for you to get Celsius. Because I was so like,
Charlotte was like
unable to function.
She came in without caffeine. I was like, go.
So like, you say don't do it, but like, you know you want me to keep drinking my Celsius.
Yeah, this is going to really upset somebody. Ready? GLP-1 drugs. GLP-1. We're talking, you know, the Ozempics, the what are the other ones? You know what I'm talking
Can
about.
Can I hop on my soapbox for a minute?
We literally have about a minute left this break, so go ahead.
Guys. Please love yourselves. Like, it's scary out here right now. I feel like we're going back to like early 2000s, like body shaming trends. And like, if your doctor recommends that or whatever, that's good for you. But like, it's scary out here. Like, I feel like it's being shoved down our throats.
Well, it's becoming a normal way of life. But this is what the doctor's saying. This, it can be life changer with people with diabetes,
yes.
But people who are obese with, you know, with controlling their cravings. However, they can cause serious complications with people who don't take them as directed. And that's
what's scary.
That's the problem with them. We don't know all the long-term side effects, which really scares me. Last one, though, this one kind of surprised me, is that doctors and nurses are saying, be careful. Ready for this one? E-scooters and e-bikes are quickly becoming the top reasons of visits for the ER. Collisions with either other ones, with riders, pedestrians. That's like people like not wearing helmets and things like that. So
a girl from my college just posted a GoFundMe because she was in such a serious scootering accident. So like, seriously, actually be careful with those.
It's not even just vaping. Now you got to be careful with those damn e-bikes.
And don't vape on the e-bike.
Yo, if
that's
you're vaping
like,
with e-bike on your GLP-1s.
Be careful, bro.
With sleep deprivation, you're asking for it.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.